乔治城大学安全与新兴技术中心最近发布了中国人才计划追踪数据库。数据库的创立者表示，人们所熟知的千人计划只是中国人才招揽网络的冰山一角。详细情况，我们请记者鲍荣来介绍。鲍荣。
好的，考拉。那么乔治城大学安全与新兴技术中心所发布的中国人才计划追踪数据库显示，中国国家级别的海外人才引进计划大约有40个，而国家级别还有地方级别的计划总量估计近300个。那么澳大利亚战略策略研究所今年8月发布的报告则指出呢，中国在全球各地设立了至少600个海外人才招聘站。近年来在美国引发显著的负面关注的千人计划，很有可能只是中国庞大的海外人才引进行动的冰山一角。那么在美国政府施加的压力之下呢，我们知道千人计划一词在中国的网络上已经消失，但是呢，它其实是把属下的多个项目并入了中国科学技术部发起的高端外国专家引进计划。中国人才计划追踪数据库的负责人艾米丽·韦恩斯坦告诉美国之音，中国试图隐藏这些计划，但是这不代表中国停止从海外招揽人才。
Thousand Talents, as you may be aware, has kind of disappeared from the Chinese internet. And that's not, you know, surprising at all. We've seen China do that. We've seen the Chinese government do that with other terms like Made in China 2025. We've seen it with things like military civil fusion, where if a term kind of picks up steam in the US or in, you know, Europe or things like that,The Chinese government will often, you know, step back and kind of, you know, either like stop using the term or kind of switch the term around to use a different word that sounds similar, or things like that. So you kind of see that conscious effort on behalf of the Chinese government to step back and really be like, oh, no, there's nothing here. You know, it's nothing's happening.
Okay.是中国唯一涉及知识产权盗窃的人才项目。近几年来，中国科学院百人计划以及中国教育部长江学者项目，还有一些地方政府的招聘计划，都曾经涉嫌盗窃美国的知识产权。韦恩斯坦也指出，还有大量的人才招聘项目没有得到足够的关注，而且这些项目可能造成的影响及其对美国知识产权的威胁丝毫不逊于千人计划。
So I would say, and this is why I think that Chinese talent recruitment programs should be looked at like a higher level instead of, you know, at the, you know, deep kind of, individual level. Because I think, because the system that China, that the Chinese government has built around talent recruitment, it makes it so that anything really, any talent program has the ability to be used,by the Chinese government as they wish.
韦恩斯坦还举例说，千人计划要求参与者提交专利方面的信息，而长江学者项目则要求参与者举荐或者招揽更多的人才。韦恩斯坦还表示，乔治城大学的中国人才计划追踪数据库可以为政府官员、国会议员提供决策方面的参考，让他们的目光不只局限于千人计划。他说，建立这个数据库就是为了说明千人计划只是中国上百个人才项目网络中的一个，而这些项目都得到了中国政府从上到下的战略支持。
I think my biggest one that I like to hit home is taking a more holistic approach to looking at Chinese talent recruitment efforts. Don't, you know, narrow down to 1,000 talents or Changjiang scholars or 100 talents or anything. It'll be so much more informative to policy.To step back and look at the system behind talent programs to really understand what we in the US need to do to deal with, like I said, this incredible amount of IP theft, you know, that we're losing annually and things like that. I think we need to really double down on understanding the, you know, the Chinese system and how they do these things.
目前呢，美国政府已经开始注意到了千人计划之外的中国人才引进活动。2019年，参议院的一份相关的报告就指出，需要对中国在美国进行人才招聘的相关行为进行更多的调查，包括风险投资竞赛，还有创业项目，重点关注一些位于美国的可能充当招聘平台或者作为外国政府代理的实体。卡拉，
好的，感谢鲍荣的详细报道。